This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Front Range wildfires are keeping firefighters busy today. The largest is west of Loveland. A smaller fire is burning north of Lyons, and a third fire started just last night west of Littleton. There are details at CPR.org. The U.S. Senate passed two bills Tuesday meant to keep young people safe online, CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Both Colorado senators voted for the Kids Online Safety legislation, a package of two bills that aim to put more controls on their data and require companies to take reasonable steps to mitigate harm. Senator John Hickenlooper says this bill is long overdue.
The risk to so many kids remains great, and all kids, trans kids, everybody, is at risk if we leave the status quo.
The bill heads to the House, where it faces an uncertain future. That chamber is on recess until September 9th. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Students riding the bus to school in Commerce City will soon have a greener ride. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The Adams 14 School District will replace 14 gas-powered school buses with electric buses using a $2.8 million federal grant. The Environmental Protection Agency's Clean Bus Rebate will purchase 14 state-of-the-art electric buses. They reduce emissions and are also quieter. District officials say the new electric buses will save money on fuel and maintenance. The grant will also pay for installing charging stations. Federal officials say they prioritized low-income communities of color that have felt the disproportionate impact of air pollution. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
An election in Venezuela is in dispute, and Venezuelans living in Colorado are watching what's happening back home.
Venezuela está como en un golpe de estado, donde no hay transporte, donde no hay donde comprar comida, porque todo el mundo está protestando en las calles.
Protesting in the streets. We'll hear what Venezuelans in Colorado have to say about their country's disputed election a little later in this hour. It's 6 minutes after 7, and this is CPR News.